I came out as gay when I was 16. And I remember sitting at the dining room table, and my grandfather was across from me. And all of a sudden, mid-eating, he goes, "I don't care if you're queer." And my aunt says, "Dad, you can't say that." And he goes, "What? As long as you bring home a nice Jewish boy, I don't care." Well, much to my grandfather's dismay, I'm sorry, Pop-Up, I married a goyim. Now, for all of you non-Jews out there, that is to say that I married Mr. Fucking Christmas. My husband is so gay for Christmas that he would jump at the opportunity to ride more than just Santa's sleigh come Christmas night. We now own Wather Gardens, which is selling Christmas trees. Please buy your Christmas tree from Wather Gardens, save my marriage. And I was over there the other day, and some of the boys that are helping him pack up the trees and put them on people's car, I hear them go, "Hey, Christmas Chris, is this where this goes?" And I look at my husband and I say, "Are you Christmas Chris?" And he says, "Yes." And I realize I am married to fucking Christmas Chris. He loves everything about this holiday. I mean, he gets so excited to get people gifts and wrap the gifts and put them under the tree. But for me, I'm like, oh God, that's so much wrapping paper that we have to clean up. And then there's all of these boxes that we have to figure out what to do with from Amazon that are just shoved in our laundry room closet before recycling. He loves having everybody come over for a big holiday party at our house. And to me, that just means a whole lot of small talk with people that I don't feel like having small talk with, that never quite know when to leave. I mean, I'm a Jew from South Florida, so the closest I ever really got to holiday cheer was seeing some lights up a palm tree in 90-degree weather. So everything that I learned about Christmas is from Christmas Chris. And in our 13 years together, what I have learned is that Christmas is all about Mariah Carey coming on the airwaves November 1st, stuffing your face with so much food from multiple family homes that you gain 5 or 10 unnecessary pounds here and here, going balls to the wall decorating, and absolutely watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation on repeat. Now, has anybody not seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? Because I hadn't. And I've subsequently had to watch this fucking movie, which I cannot stand, over and over on repeat every holiday season. So for anybody who hasn't seen it, I will give a very brief synopsis. This is like peak Chevy Chase, 1980s, he plays Clark Griswold, who is the head of this household, and he wants to have an epic family Christmas. So all the family come over to stay at the house. He has to chop down the biggest tree that, of course, does not fit into the house, and it busts a window, it goes on fire. And then his main goal is to have so many Christmas lights that you can see their home from outer space. But it's a comedy of errors, so one thing goes wrong after another. And somehow, along the way, this became my husband's benchmark for what he wanted one day to have as our epic family Christmas. So when we moved to Baltimore from South Florida at the end of 2019 into what he says, and I quote, is the perfect Christmas house in an idyllic little slice of Americana neighborhood called Homeland, right down the street, the planning was underway immediately. I mean, he went hardcore. Now, little did we know that a little thing called COVID was coming in 2020 and dampened those plans. So you can only imagine his, like, pent-up blue jingle balls. I mean, am I right? By the time holiday season of 2021 came about, and like clockwork, November 1st, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, was blasting on every Sonos speaker in our house, and he began decorating. There was the pine garland going all up our banister, cascading down. We had to chop down two giant Christmas trees, which, by the way, I had no idea that that was really a thing. I thought that was only in movies. We chopped down our own Christmas trees and then brought them back. And then he proceeded to put up, and I shit you not, in true Clark Griswold fashion, Christmas Chris put up 25,000 Christmas lights all on our house, all along our property, and then proceeded to take LED spotlights and illuminate our house in this bright purple light. You could absolutely see our home from outer space. It was beautiful and bizarre all at the same time. He was so proud of himself. And one woman one night passed by and she said, "Your house looks like a violet flame." And she was absolutely correct. So by the time Christmas Eve rolled around, we were set to have the epic annual Heller family gathering at our house. We had family coming in from Texas, one coming in from the Netherlands, others coming in from Pennsylvania, and he, Christmas Chris, was so excited. This was what he had always wanted, and obviously we took all of the necessary precautions. You know, I think just between me, my husband, and our two kids, we took like 12 COVID tests, anticipating everybody's arrival to make sure that this would go off without a hitch. So we spent that day together, and it was really sweet, like watching my kids ice skating with their cousins and hanging out at the house and playing games. And as the evening rolled around and we gathered into my family room, which is this really beautiful, big, wood-lined room with a huge bay window that overlooks the backyard. And then the violet flame lights were twinkling in. And I lit candles that were adorning the space. And Chris had some stupid Frank Sinatra shit playing Christmas carols. And we were all seated, there was about 15 of us, at our big marble dining room table, and we were kind of crammed elbow to elbow, and family-style dinner was all around. His uncle made me vegan lasagna. It was sweet. And I look across the table at Chris, and he was just grinning from ear to ear like a jolly little fucking elf. And I swear there was just like a glimmer of a tear in his eye. It was happening. And I looked down at my daughter, who is sitting right next to me. And I hear the ever faintest and I I catch my breath, my heart stops beating, and I do that quick scan around the table that, you know, we all do now when we hear somebody cough or sneeze. We do look around. Does anybody see this? Who was that? She gets up. She goes into the kitchen, and I follow her, and she looks at me, and she says, "Daddy, I don't feel so good." And she's pale. And she looks like she's about to pass out. And I say, "Get in your room." I run after her. I grab two COVID tests. I rip those things open. She's laying down. I swab the shit out of her nostrils. She's like, "Oh, Dad." And I put him in the pregnancy tests, and I swab him around. And I wait. And she passes out. And then sure as shit, we got two solid lines. We're having a fucking COVID baby. And I'm like, "Oh no. I think we may have infected our entire family." So I text message Chris, and I said, "I think you need to come upstairs right now." And so he comes up, and I rip off the Band-Aid, and I tell him what happened. And so now the two of us are like, "Oh God, what do we do? Do we tell everybody? How do we tell them? Do we kind of let it slide and just hope for the best?" And so we do what any two grown, self-respecting men, son and son-in-law, do. We text message his mother. And, and we ask her to come upstairs. So she kindly excuses herself from the table, and she unknowingly, unsuspectingly comes upstairs, and we tell her. And now the three of us are, like, shitting our pants. What do we do? And we're at the base, the top of the steps, like deer in headlights, basically at this point, rock, paper, scissoring to see who's gonna go downstairs and tell the family, because nobody wants that job. And then I look down, and right at the base of the steps now is Chris's uncle, who's this really like straight shooting kind of guy from Texas. And he goes, "Is it COVID?" And us three assholes are like, "It's COVID." And then he goes, "It's COVID." Tells everybody. And you hear this unanimous, like, groan coming from the family room. And then I hear the wood chair scrape against the floor, like, "Arr!" And we come downstairs, and everybody's being, like, kind of polite about it. They're like, "Oh, it's okay." Blah, blah, blah. But really, you know, they're saying, "Let's get the fuck out of here." And so what was supposed to be this really joyous, lovely Christmas turned out to be a mass exodus from my home. And that night, everybody left my house exactly when they were supposed to. All carrying a little gift of COVID under their arm. So the next morning, Christmas morning, my daughter comes down the steps, and there's an empty house, and I see her start internalizing what had happened, and she's starting to take on the guilt that she did this, that she ruined Christmas. And I looked at her, and I got down to her eye level. And I said, "No, Olivia, you did not ruin Christmas. Daddy Chris manifested his National Lampoon's Clark Griswold Christmas that he's always wanted. It's his fault. And he got it. Family, fun, and pure fucking chaos." And in true family tradition, as I was preparing for this story 10 days ago, I ended up getting COVID again. Merry fucking Hanukkah.